Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The next NCAA tournament report is interrupted by... This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. While they are still holding on to a playoff spot, the Carolina Hurricanes certainly deserve props for rallying from another bad start to contending for their first trip to the NHL playoffs since 3 years after their one and only Stanley Cup in 2006, an unlucky 13 years ago. In a sport where more teams make the postseason than don't, the Canes went from Cinderella champions to mounting one of the longest playoff droughts in NHL history. And this season, it looked like the same old, under new head coach and former Hurricanes Stanley Cup hero Rod Brendamore. And after Thomas Dundon purchased majority interest in the franchise from beleaguered owner Peter Kamanos, who had moved the Whalers south from Hartford in 1997. Before the calendar turned to the new year, the Canes set a 16-17-5 record, almost assuredly on the way to another dud of a season. But Brindamore's magic kicked in, and the team has gone a tour at 26-10-2 in 2019, even after last night's 4-1 loss at third-place Washington, but remains in the seventh of eight playoff spots in the Eastern Conference. With the postseason in sight and Dundon's license for the unconventional, post-game victory celebrations at home have included bringing a basket onto the ice and the Canes skate-dunking mini-basketballs. Fancy marketing and promotions for fans have boosted attendance that was sagging by December. And as if it inspired the players, the team has become one of the hottest in the NHL ever since. However, the Canes will have to make a deep playoff run to bring back the memories and respect they had during their championship season when those who attended Game 7 at the then RBC Center erupted when Brindamore slapped in the winning goal against the Oilers. That started the biggest party in Hockey Raleigh, toasting leading scorer Eric Staal and MVP goalie Cam Ward, and the rest of the team that took turns kissing the cup. That championship seems long forgotten to all but diehard Hurricanes fans. ESPN ran a mock tournament of the last 16 team champions, and the Canes drew the number 16 seed. And just like March Madness, they had to play the top seed, the 2002 Detroit Red Wings. So you know how that first round turned out. Right now, though, a blend of vets and rookies led by Sebastian Aho are still in the running. Who knows where the playoff chances will rest by the time the NCAA champion is crowned in Minneapolis. But before I get back to the sport that dominates this region, it's gloves off and sticks high to the local NHL team that seems to be moving back in the right direction. This is Art Chansky. See ya.